Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shane Orley. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
Days away, Chiefs and Eagles. But I think there's a bigger story here. I know a lot of people are sick of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and a lot of people are sick of Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people are sick of Travis Kelce. A lot of people are starting to get sick of Taylor Swift, too. You have a wife that's a huge Swiftie. You indeed have a wife.
I do, yeah. Believe it or not.
I was with some people last week at the end of that Chiefs and Bills game, and they were visibly upset that Taylor Swift was going to another Super Bowl. And to the point where, and they're Swifties, like went to the concerts and everything, but they just started crapping all over Taylor Swift because the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl, and how this Chiefs run has made Taylor Swift unlikable for them as huge Swifties. And so I want to know from whether you're a Swiftie or you've got a Swiftie in your life, 312-332-3776, are you starting to turn on Taylor Swift because of this Super Bowl run? Because I was astonished by the words that were coming out of these people's mouths who are like spent the thousands of dollars to go to her concert just months ago. And all of a sudden we're like, I can't believe she wore that into the stadium today. She needs a new stylist. God. She needs a new publicist. Really? We're doing that? What is she doing? What is she thinking? I was like, Jesus, I thought you were a fan.
Can I ask a question? What's different about this than last year at all?
Nothing.
If anything, she's being shown less.
Yeah, I know. The saturation has not reached a point. So Hannah is with us today. Hannah, great palindromic name, by the way. You're a huge Swiftie, right?
Yes, correct. I'm a huge Swiftie.
What are the palindromic name? I'm sorry, I can't let go.
Palindromes are my favorite things ever.
I don't know. Is that when your name is spelled backwards and forwards the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless is your Hannah?
It's H.
You and I are going to address this off the air.
Okay.
I have to say something to you, and I can't say it on the air. Go ahead.
Bike.
So I think that people. I think people need to respectfully touch grass when it comes to Taylor Swift because.
Oh right.
Like. Taylor Swift has always been targeted in her career as somebody that people want to hate on, right? So this seems like the perfect opportunity. However, it doesn't make sense. She's not doing anything. It's not like she's asking to be shown. They're just doing it. You know what I mean? It's not like she's saying, hey, give me some time on the TV so I can flaunt my outfit or whatever.
But does the Chiefs stuff make you think twice about it?
Who cares? The only thing that I said as a joke was like, wow, I've been a Bears fan my whole life and I've never seen a Super Bowl. Then she becomes a Chiefs fan and like she gets,
Wait, hold on.
What?
Were you not alive in 06?
No, sorry, I was, but I was like 5 years old. Oh, so okay. I know what I mean?
I was about to be real taken aback.
And you didn't win it.
No, yeah. I'm saying like imagine her first year of becoming a real big Chiefs fan. She gets to see them win a Super Bowl and then back-to-back years. Like she doesn't know what losing is. She hasn't seen losing.
Well, she's also an Eagles fan.
Okay, I mean, but you know what I mean. Like she gets to see back-to-back Chiefs Super Bowl appearances. That makes me a little jealous, but not to the point where I would stop being a fan. Or hate on her. I'm not going to take time out of my day to hate on Taylor Swift. I think, like I said, it's just another reason people are always trying to hate on her, and it feels like the perfect excuse and outlet. Oh, let's hate on her for this little dumb reason because everybody else is doing it.
I forgot she was an Eagles fan. Who's she rooting for?
Obviously the Chiefs.
You think she's got the split Kelce jersey?
No. She's got to be rooting for the Chiefs. But yeah, she grew up an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And Jason Kelce said he's rooting for the Eagles. So there you go. That's the relationships that are rooting for. I'm going to say something like the Norman Rockwell meme, the painting going around,
yeah.
That only I have the balls to say it. I hate the Chiefs, and it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. So maybe I'm the best guy.
You're going to strain your lap, patting
USDA
yourself on the back
prime
here.
Steak. Yeah, I don't mind Taylor Swift at all. She goes to the games,
they show her.
I don't care.
Once.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all. It's like, just because it's the domino meme, all right? Patrick Mahomes is good. Taylor Swift needs a new publicist or something like that. Like,
the one that cracks me up is like all the men, all the middle-aged men who are like,
get her off my screen.
I hate looking at hot girls on a football game. I hate it. Like, what's wrong with you?
That's what I'm saying. It's a bunch of grown men looking at the screen getting mad that Taylor Swift is on it for 0.2 seconds and then goes to social media or goes in comment sections of the NFL posts and complains about it. You're taking more time to do that than you are than she's actually on the screen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that fans of Taylor Swift are turning on her.
That's the thing, is the Swifties turning on her because the Chiefs are good. Like,
that doesn't
make sense. What happened? What's going on? Like, Jack, you Swiftie?
I like Taylor Swift.
But you're not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie, but I support
Swiftie.
Her music.
I don't know. I don't think he's a Swiftie.
You're a Swiftie. 100%.
I don't think he is.
He is.
I don't think he is.
I can see it.
Like, I like old Taylor better than new Taylor.
What's wrong with new Taylor?
Well, you know, she went through that whole thing where she used to do more of the country music, the slow stuff, I wear sneakers
Swiftie.
Thing. Yeah, but now she does more of the hip-hop thing. She does more of the hip-hop thing, and I liked the slow country thing a little bit more.
Jack is the type of person that if you ask what their favorite song is, you'd be like, oh, Shake It Off.
That's a great one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not her real music song,
but it wasn't new Taylor. It was old Taylor.
That's not old Taylor. All right, never mind. I'm not getting into my bag on this. 1989 is not old Taylor.
It's kind of like middle-aged Taylor.
You're more of a Swiftie than I am. You know the albums.
Yeah, I went to the concert.
Didn't you go to
and this isn't hidden. No, I went to one concert. This is not hidden information. I like Taylor Swift, dude. I'm not scared to say it. I don't think it's like some crazy thing.
No, but you're not a Swiftie, though. Like,
there's
a difference. And I don't think Jack's a Swiftie.
I did go to the concert, so if that makes me a Swiftie, then there you go.
Is your girlfriend a Swiftie, Jack?
Oh, yeah. She was at the concert.
Big time?
Yeah.
Big time?
Big time.
She turning?
No, nothing. I don't think. She's a Chiefs fan, too. So she's got trouble.
So she's, like, actually a Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Okay, then no shot. You're turning. Yeah. No chance.
I think your friends are just haters,
Probably.
What I think. I think they're just total haters.
I couldn't believe it. There were some vile things coming out of their mouths. Could not believe it. Really? You're going to turn on your favorite musical artist because her boyfriend is in the Super Bowl for a third straight year?
I have never cared about who an athlete dates.
Not
or who
once.
Shows up to a game. Or, like, I love when people act like Taylor Swift being on their screen. It's the first time you've ever seen an athlete's girlfriend or wife. As if Giselle hasn't been seen dancing at every Tom Brady Super Bowl. For the exact same, if not more, amount of time. And it's just like, the whole thing. Just stop. Who cares? Let them enjoy life. They're dating. If it's a PR stunt, then we'll all find out it's a PR stunt and nobody will care.
I feel like the PR stunt would be over by now.
I do, too. I you know what's going to happen at the end of the game?
Drop into a knee?
Huh? This is not a movie.
She proposes to him.
Whoa! We'll flip the script
Travis
here.
Kelce gets the Lombardi. She proposes to him.
Wow.
And he says yes.
It's a love story.
And then she puts a diamond ring on his finger. Be hysterical. The people would be so angry watching that.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Social media would blow up.
I need an ESPN bet market on this. Same game parlay. Travis Kelce, Super Bowl MVP, and Taylor Swift proposes to him.
Do you think if he... I'll say this. If he proposes, he's retiring.
I think he's retiring anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
If they lose?
Yeah.
You think he's going to retire?
Yes.
I don't think so.
He looks done. He's good in the playoffs, but it takes...
He's just going to dial it up. Or he'll do the thing where he doesn't go to training camp, and then it's like, August 30th, I'm back.
Or the Andrew Luck thing where he shows up at the start of training camp and then August 30th is like, I'm done.
I can't do this. Yeah. I'm done.
It's not happening.
312-332-3776. Are the Swifties in your life turning on Taylor Swift because the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl? I couldn't believe it. Jim's in Downers Grove. What's up, Jim?
Hey there. So, like, this whole thing, let's just end this right now. She's a huge asset to the NFL. She brings in profits. And the most important thing, my daughter doesn't know a golf ball from a football, and she's all over the Chiefs because she wants to be part of the energy. So she sees her a couple of times in the box, but she watches the game with me. I probably speak for 1,000 guys, probably in Chicago alone, that are connecting with their daughters or even a young son that doesn't know anything about the game and he's attracted to the music. As far as my wife, she's a colossal Swiftie, maybe even the biggest Swiftie. And I'm a colossal Zeppelin fan, and I'm dragging her to the Led Zeppelin movie in a couple weeks in the IMAX, and I have to listen to all her Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. I don't really know the music, but I respect it. And you've got to respect what she brings to society. You've got to respect what she does for a whole new demographic fan base. Did you guys ever think that 10, 11, 12-year-old girls who don't really watch any football will become fans of the game all because of one person? The people that downplay it, they're just either small minds or they're not thinking clearly or they don't have any big picture context. That is it.
Got it. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. You think the fix is in, by the way? You know how everyone's been saying, like, the fix is in for the Chiefs the whole time? Like, we need the Chiefs, 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 Chiefs. I think the fix might be in the other way this game.
You think the fix is in on the Eagles?
Yeah.
I would
because
actually...
I think if they lose the game, like, I think if they win, it's probably it for Kelce. But if they lose the game, he comes back, runs it back one more year.
And then they do the proposal?
It's another year of Taylor Swift with the league.
I would like to have this conversation with you after the break because there's so much going on in sports right now. I do wonder, like, everybody seems to think that their sports viewing practices aren't real anymore. How far has this gone?
Their sports viewing practices aren't real?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you mean by that, but I'll find out.
Do you believe what you're watching is authentic? And I'll explain.
All right. That's next.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shay Norley. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
All right, what's up? You're sussed out by sports these days.
Yeah, of course. Because there's a lot going on. You've got people believing the NFL is rigged, which I don't believe it. I think it's ridiculous. But it's not about what I believe. It's about what the people believe. And it's believed enough that Adam Schefter has been putting tweets out about, for people who think Mahomes gets all the calls, here's the evidence that you're right. It's bizarre.
It's ridiculous.
And we get Dean Blandino on Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, talking about how his own brother believes that Dean Blandino was required to sign an NDA when he left the NFL league office that would keep him from disclosing that the league is rigged. None of this is going to help with the perception that the league is rigged. You know what's really not going to help with that perception? Federal investigation has assembled a grand jury, basically meaning indictments are about to come down, in college and pro basketball for match fixing. And we know the Jontay Porter stuff.
Yep.
Now Terry Rozier has been named, that his prop bets were getting bet a little bit funky. Mm-hmm. I don't know how close people pay attention. Maybe it's just because I'm a freak. I don't know if you saw this. There was some talk a few weeks ago that the Eastern Michigan University basketball team was betting on their own games potentially. There was, I shouldn't say that. There was suspicious action around Eastern Michigan University basketball games. This has been a problem in college basketball for a few years now.
Was it Temple last year?
Temple,
Potsy may have been the ringleader for?
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Our own Justin Pottinger.
Texted us earlier that week. He's like, bro, you got to hit Temple this week. Got to lay it on Temple this week.
And then it came out
that there was suspicion of match fixing.
So here's my question. Look, we know this has happened in tennis. We know that this has happened in frankly, the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We know this, I don't know. It has happened in college basketball. It has happened in college athletics.
Yeah.
Iowa State had issues. Eastern Michigan this year has questions. Temple last year. It's happened. My question for you, you can call if you like, 312-332-3776. Are you starting to be a little bit concerned that the sports you're watching aren't authentic? Or does it even matter to you? Because there has to be an aspect when everything's getting fixed like this, not that it is, but when there's the perception, which is reality, that what you're watching might be in some way fixed or capped, whatever. Well, you're just tuning into the WWE then.
Oh, yeah,
but maybe you're cool with that.
That's where our guy Kevbo's going. He's going to go watch the Rumble today? Rumble in
Royal
Indy?
Rumble.
Royal Rumble?
I was there one time in St. Louis. It was
There's no way you were a wrestling guy.
No, my friend was a big wrestling guy. So we went with him, and it was good. Long event. It was 4 hours long.
Jesus.
And,
yeah, I can't do it.
By the time it got to the... Because they have all these lead-up events, and then by the time it got to the main event, we were there for 3 hours. Long event. I was tired. Almost falling asleep. But... I want one.
But you talk about scripted. That is literally scripted.
Yeah.
It's a scripted event.
And it's completely different because it is scripted.
But you find enjoyment in it, right? People
do. I don't find as much enjoyment in it.
I don't either. But Jack, have you had any questions about the legitimacy of the sports that you're watching on a night-in, night-out basis? With all of the stuff that's going on. And it's not me saying any of it's true. It's just, have you had the question?
I've had the questions on that potentially there are specific games here and there that could be. I don't think it's going to be a league-wide problem in any of these leagues. But every once in a while, I think it's fair to ask the question, is there something else here? Yeah. I think
there's no way.
For the Eastern
Michigan case, for example, that's out there. Now, the penalties are so severe, I think it's insane for any team or any athlete to try it. But I do think there are some athletes that are trying it. We already have seen it a couple of times.
Yeah. So
the player props are different.
I'm not doubting that there's shady stuff happening. I'm just not into the whole league is rigged. Or that the games are fixed, it's scripted, none of that. I'm totally into, I believe that, Jontay Porter, he's been found to have been conspiring with
banned for life from basketball.
Yeah, with Temple last year in college basketball, I can see how that stuff happens. I get that. And I'm not doubting that it's not happening in other places. Wouldn't shock me if we saw it come out in other places, other sports, what have you. But I don't think these things are fixed or the leagues are conspiring to get a team to the Super Bowl or get a team into the playoff. I don't buy any of that.
I completely agree with that, Tyler. The amount of people that would have to be involved for that to happen and then it not get out, it's nearly impossible. Somebody would speak at some point. And not only that, if it did get out, it would ruin the league. The NFL is not going to take that risk.
I'm not gonna lie. If it came out that the NFL was just scripted, it'd be bombshell. I'd be unbothered by it.
Oh,
I'm still
no
gonna
way.
Watch.
Come on.
I'm still gonna watch it.
Oh, I'd turn me off.
Maybe I'm watching wrestling, but I don't care.
Give it up.
I'm entertained by the product.
It's not that I believe it is fixed. It's not that I believe the results are put in place or the gambling stuff. None of that. It's not that I believe it. I just wonder where the people are at with it. I wonder if you believe it. And if you have an issue with maybe the sport you're watching isn't as authentic as you thought, or you're like Tyler, all good. If it comes out that the sports we're watching are being fixed because of gambling or a script, whatever, the product's fun, all good.
What are you not going to watch? You're not going to watch your movies because they're scripted.
What, dude?
They entertain me. That's how I feel. I'm entertained by it.
Are the Bills going to win this time, I say, as I watch the scriptwriters make them lose a seventh straight year?
Step on the rake again.
Yeah. This year they'll let them win. If it ever came out that the NFL was scripted, the gambling around it, one, would collapse. The entire industry would fall apart. And then the NFL itself would fall apart because, believe it or not, gambling is what holds it up to a good amount. Fantasy football, betting games, it's so wildly popular because it's so accessible for regular people to gamble on.
And that also, then you incur the risk that you're going to have these one-offs of maybe one player who takes money or maybe one really small college team that takes that money. You incur that risk when you promote gambling so much because now there's a lot more possibly bad actors in the sport.
No, I don't think the promotion... Okay, I'll be transparent. I work on a morning show that is presented by ESPN Bet. Like, just in the interest of transparency, yes, we take money from sports books. We do not cooperate with said sports books. Like, we do not get fed lines that say we need you to get the fans to bet X. We're just doing our thing. Like, there is, I don't think there's some big dark secret. And I always laugh. People are like, well, when the NFL gets in bed with DraftKings, well, now the NFL's promoting and they want people to do this, that, and the other. So, and it's like, guys, it's not some grand conspiracy. This is no different than the NFL putting a tequila ad on a billboard.
Or Uber Eats. Apparently, it's football's just a giant plot to get you to buy food.
Jerry. What's Jerry's last name?
Rice.
No, but it just, I do. I always laugh at the people who believe because the Major League Baseball is a sports book partner. Yeah, oh, no, they're up to nefarious things. Like, dude, they aren't operating the sports book. It's just an advertising exchange.
It's advertising and it's money pumped into your league. Listen, I'll still enjoy sports, even if it came out that it was scripted. Sure, it would. I get why it would turn people off. Totally get it. It just wouldn't be me. I'd still watch. It would be the equivalent for me of watching a TV show or a movie.
Yeah.
It's just a different form. It's at that point, it becomes athletic entertainment.
The scripted nature would kill me. And Jack, to your point about more bad actors, maybe about with the gambling.
Just because it's more accessible. And I said promotion, but I meant more accessibility to gambling in general.
Think the fact that it's legalized, I think, creates problems if you're a player because it can be so easy to go and just bet on yourself or bet against yourself or do whatever you got to do. I actually think the fact that it's legalized makes it less likely for bad actors to be involved because the only reason bad actors existed in gambling was because it was illegal. And you had to provide an alternate avenue to do it, and it allowed people to kind of take grimy and scummy approaches. And now that it's I'm not going to do the whole bit, but basically legalizing things typically not good. Go figure.
No, I'm with you. And it ultimately gets into the player prop conversation too, because you think about, you and I think are on the same page on this. If they got rid of player props completely, and I don't think they will do it, they may limit it or change the volume that is out there, but or limit like the amount that you can put on a player prop severely.
I think they should just close the markets personally.
Yeah, like you and I would be largely unbothered, I think, by that.
Yeah.
And I get people love the same game parlays and all that stuff, but
especially in the NBA. And honestly, like, you can't bet on shot attempts, period. Not even you can't put them in a same-game parlay. You cannot bet player field goal attempt in a game. You can't do it. Or you cannot bet, I can't even think of other, like, stats that a player can exclusively control themselves. But you get the point.
Walks.
Yeah, sure. Any outcome that a player in a sport can exclusively control themselves. Mm-hmm. Nobody else's participation matters.
Yeah.
You can't bet it, period.
Interceptions, maybe.
How about anything negative? Unders on points. Unders on rebounds.
I've seen that put out, too.
It's even been out there, too. Like, even if you go onto, like, a DraftKings, there are some things they don't let you bet under on. And it's
Now especially that, in the same game parlay business.
I feel like it is at a point where it should either take it off or let both sides be wagered on. Or just get rid of it altogether. I don't care either way. But one of the two, I think, has to happen. Yeah. Either it's an open market or we're closing it completely.
I still think the easiest pathway is just for player props are done. Goodbye.
312-332.
I know people would get mad, but I don't really care.
Yep. 312-332-3776. Why would you care? Dean's in Valpo. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, I remember the Sacramento Lakers game 10 or 15 years ago, the famous one that everybody said something is not right here because of the officiating call.
Tim Donaghy, yeah.
And then, yeah, then 10 years later, the guy's in jail and he's saying, yeah. So I agree it's not scripted, but there is that opportunity where two or three calls can change a game. And so I just say, and I fear the lady protesteth too much. I think that these officials who are not, you know, they're not paid by the league, right? They're paid a very minimal amount. I just think there's always a risk of one guy causing a game to happen. And I don't know all the processes they use to really watch those guys, and maybe they're really great and everything, but I think, you know, more replays, you know, more opportunities for the coaches to appeal calls is needed. And all the betting stuff you talked about with the unders and everything, it just makes sense, right? So, you made the comment, well, if they reveal this happened, it would break the league or whatever. Well, it didn't break the NBA, right, when that happened with Donaghy. And so I think they just got to watch the officials more closely, and they need to give the coaches chances to appeal better. So yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dean. It's one of the reasons why it's insane to me that NFL officiating is not a full-time job. That actually blows my mind. In this era now where we're seeing legalized gambling be such a big part of things, and you've got the issues of guys betting on games that may preside within your own league, like, how is officiating in the NFL not a full-time job?
Got to keep them as the independent contractors, buddy.
You're the NFL.
Spare a few bucks.
You're the NFL. You're a nearly trillion-dollar business.
No, they're never going to make it happen. I think it's ridiculous. It's so clear, too, that it just, especially with what officiating has looked like this year, and this isn't me saying the Chiefs get all the calls. This is me basically saying all calls are bad. Like, the refs just, they've been terrible. In every game that I watch, there's something abhorrent. And it gets tough. It's difficult to see it.
312-332-3776. You want to join us on that conversation. And also, we have the Parachuter's Guide to College Basketball coming up.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay.
I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shay Norley. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
Forget, you can always get all of Shay and my picks on the Pick Aside podcast. Find the Pick Aside tab on the ESPN Chicago app. New episodes every single week. Get you all the gambling plays that we want on games that may or may not be fixed. We don't know.
We're pretty certain they're not.
But yeah, as always, gamble responsibly. We're talking about the Terry Rozier story, and do you fear that maybe the sports you're betting on, like, are you a little bit sussed out by it at this point? Like, is it concerning you that maybe there is a fix or what you're watching is not real? For me, I think it's real. Even if it wasn't real, I wouldn't bet on it anymore, but I would still watch. Because to me, it'd just be a whole new iteration of, like, television or movies. This would be my source of entertainment. Shay, you're a little more on the ledge about it.
Yeah, there's no way I'd watch it if I found out everything was scripted. There's no way.
Dude, there's no way Pigskin and Laces Shay would step away.
Absolutely.
No
chance. If I found out the whole thing was scripted, it would ruin the reason for watching.
But you still wouldn't know the outcome.
Yeah, but
into it.
It wouldn't feel authentic anymore. Like, the whole attraction of sports is that it's real and that it's win and lose and that it's... That, like, it all hangs on a knife edge. And it matters to the people who lose, and it matters to the people who win. If you find out coming out that it's just pre-planned and they had the predetermined finale, then it's not real to me. It doesn't matter. It's not interesting. I don't care about it anymore.
Lewis is in Highland Park. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing?
Well and well. I hope your Saturday is going well. I just want to say, I mean, sports has been dealing with fixed situations and scams going back to the Chicago Black Sox. We all know about when the mob ruled Vegas and how they had a stranglehold on a lot of sports. What was that? The scandal in the 70s with the Boston College, I think, when they were shaving points. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this isn't anything new. To me, it would just even be more advanced with systems and computers. So I'm not going to say it's scripted, but I'm saying there's opportunities where certain games and certain matches will be fixed. And people will still watch it and bet on it. You know why? Look at casinos. Casinos, we all know the house always wins. But people still go and gamble regardless of the slot machines and whatsoever because they want to. It's exciting. It's entertainment. But, yeah, there's certain sports and there's certain matches that are fixed. We'd be fooling ourselves to say that they're not.
All right. Got you down. Thank you very much, Lewis. Appreciate the phone call there. Rob, Sugarland, Texas. What's up, Rob?
Morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
Cheating's been going on in sports forever. Cheating goes on in all walks of life. We got point shaving, John Williams with Tulane, like the gentleman mentioned back in the late 70s, you know, early 80s. The Terry Rozier deal is a head-scratcher to me just because the type of coin that he's making compared to what Porter was making. And the fact that a grand jury's been called doesn't mean charges are imminent. It just, you know, it's like Deshaun Watson. He was presented to two grand juries and got no bills by both. So, to me, that's a head-scratcher just because of what he makes.
Well, there's a difference between a charge and a conviction. Deshaun Watson was indicted, I believe. But it's still, like, look, I'll put it this way. Because I question if people think about it the way I do. And I wonder if the way I presented it was wrong. I think we hear about this more than we probably used to ever since the legalization of it. It's been every year there's something with the gambling and whatever. But what these guys are saying, yeah, cheating's been around for a very long time in sports. Game fixing's been around. The Black Sox was 100 years ago. And they were indebted to the mafia. And that's where I come out. I kind of think, like, now that it's legal, you don't have a mafia that's going to get an entire team to do something.
Well, it's easier to monitor, too.
Of course. And I just, yeah, there will be bad instances where, boy, I hope you didn't bet the over on Terry Rozier's points tonight. But, like, that'll be it for the most part. I do think we're in a safer period as far as will games be fixed than probably any time in history as far as sports. But because you hear about it so much, I wonder if you feel more like what you're watching isn't real.
Well, I largely don't think anything's changed. In fact, I think the situation has, in all likelihood, and I don't know anything, but I would guess the situation's gotten better. We just hear about it more. We didn't hear about it before because, like you mentioned,
Bingo.
It was illegal. Everything was under the table the way it was done.
The fact that we're finding out about Temple and Eastern Michigan University and Iowa State basketball and college football and that we're finding out about players betting against their own props tells me it was already happening, but now it's happening in a legal place where you can actually monitor it.
Yes.
And I think the
fact that you're hearing about it, probably a good thing, too. Because I think it is going to, like, the penalty should be you're banned forever. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Of course.
Joey G in Melrose Park. Morning, Joey.
Morning, guys. How are you?
How we doing?
What's up, Shay, babe?
What's up, Joe?
How are you?
I'm good, man.
That's good. Checking in, Tyler. What do you got next week?
In the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I like the Eagles.
Let me repeat the question, Tyler. What do you got next week?
He just told you. He's got the Eagles.
I know he just told me. We got this year-long conversation. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the king of the NFL, you don't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Joey, if I'm being honest with you, I do think that...
You could be honest with me.
I do think the Chiefs find a way to win the football game. However, my mother is an Eagles fan, so I will be rooting for the Eagles. And I do think they have a chance to win.
Oh, no, I understand. You kept that out of the equation. I understand. And Shay, going back to your question, if Tom Brady would have got Ben Johnson and his staff on the Raiders, I would definitely think sports is fixed besides wrestling.
Why would that change it for you?
Why would it change it for me?
Yeah, why would that be the thing that puts you over the edge and makes you feel like it's fixed?
Well, football is legit sports. Wrestling is entertainment. Okay, and these guys jeopardize their health also. Many deaths in wrestling. But I would have thought Tom Brady gets Ben Johnson, everything's going his way. Hey, we might as well just make it the TBL league. But it didn't happen, so
yeah,
I'm glad we got him.
Good thing, too.
Thank you, Joey. You had a good one. I don't know why that would be the thing that pushed him over the edge, but
I thought it was going to be like a TV rating thing, or
I don't know if Tom Brady being in Vegas does much for the league.
Of course,
I don't think it really does much.
Does a lot for Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tommy's in Glenview. What's up, Tommy?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
So talking about the betting thing, listen, Luke Pergandy on the Odds Couple was talking about a few weeks ago, talking about how all of these player props are some of the, source of the controversy. And, you know, the offshore books are, you know, exacerbating that problem by being under the table, right? I think you guys mentioned that earlier. And so I think that having more regulated markets, especially with the college game, I think that, you know, the in-state, you can't bet on Northwestern or whatever that is. So just making everything on FanDuel and DraftKings and all those, big dogs is definitely the move going forward in terms of making this a fair game for everyone. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. But listen, you're never going to be able to totally regulate it, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. I mean, we saw the stuff with Calvin Ridley, two, three years ago now?
Yep.
We saw the stuff with Jameson Williams and a couple other Lions players. Like, just the fact that you have it, the way it's all set up, I think you're taking the right precautions at this point.
Yeah, I agree, and for the most part.
And listen, this isn't the last time you're going to hear about it. There's going to be more, but I think the way that it's set up right now, you're in the best possible way to fix the problem. So, when we come back, we've got some college basketball picks for you guys today, and we'll kind of go through what's been taking place in the sport. Because if you're not in on the NBA this year and you still want your basketball fix, college is where you got to go right now, because it is as good as it has been in quite some time. So all that coming up next. Tyler Rocky, Shay Norling.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay. I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shay Norling. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
Thank you to Jack McGrath and Hannah LaMotta for producing today's show. If you miss anything, check it out. Tyler and Shay on the podcasts on the ESPN Chicago app, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have not been locked into college basketball this year, you're missing a good one. It's been a fantastic season. There have been some really good, like the talent in the sport right now is probably as good as it's been since 2019. And if you remember that year, that was the year that had all of the great Duke players with Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, Cassius Winston, I know, near and dear to your heart.
Indeed.
Out at Michigan State.
Xavier Tillman, too.
And there were some really, really good players, and that was a hell of a tournament, too, in 2019. This year is replicating that, and maybe that and then some, too. Today, the slate is immaculate. It is arguably the best of the year.
So far.
You've got five top 25 matchups, and then you've got some, like, real revenge games, too, or, like, rivalry games today. Obviously, you've got Duke and North Carolina. That's the headline drawer. That right there, it doesn't matter that North Carolina is terrible this year and Duke is the number two team in the country. Like, North Carolina just plays this team at its toughest sometimes when they are the underdog like they are right now.
Yeah, if you don't believe that can happen, did you watch Purdue IU last night?
Yeah.
Because that game had no business being close, and IU damn near won.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about one of the most polarizing teams in the nation this year. It is Indiana, because they come into the season with high expectations. They go out, spend a crap ton of money in the portal, and all of a sudden, you've got a player who was, like, out one night before a game at a bar, then didn't play the next day, and people want Woodson fired, and who knows, maybe last night was the last straw. Who knows how it all ends out there? And then the other game you have tonight, in terms of intrigue with rivalries and stuff like that, Coach Cal comes home. He is going back to Kentucky for the first time since taking the head coach at Tyson Foods.
God, am I thrilled for this.
I can't wait.
Did you see the get-in price?
It's like $600-something dollars.
It's the most expensive ticket in the history of Kentucky basketball.
It's incredible. And that arena is one of the largest in the entire sport, too. It is the theater that has taken place this year. And the vitriol that I think is going into this Kentucky game, and I know Rick Pitino said what he said. I don't care. He's going to get booed. They were booing him while he was the coach there.
Yeah.
They were booing him to get him out of there. He's getting booed tonight. He's getting booed off the floor. And I just think back to, like, the way things ended at Kentucky. You won one tournament game in your final five seasons there. One. And you think these fans are just going to welcome you back with open arms? You openly admitted your goal was not to win national titles. Your goal was to put guys in the NBA draft, which is fine. But if the fans turn on you because they want to see wins, I don't blame them either.
Nope. I think it's very funny that Kentucky got Mark Pope and has infinitely more hope than they've had in any Cal year the last half decade.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Like, they have a team that plays real basketball now, and it's not just like I'm going to get five lottery freshmen, roll the ball to the middle of the floor and see what happens. Like, I think part of why Arkansas, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong on this, but part of why I think Arkansas is having a rougher season right now, and they if you haven't been paying attention, they get basically drilled every time they play a real SEC opponent. Yeah. I think it's because Cal's realizing he has to coach again.
Yeah.
Like, he can't just go out and have five freshman kids and roll the ball to the middle of the court.
It's what the portal has done.
Anthony Davis will carry him home. Yeah. No, you've got to be a coach again.
Yeah. And it's the joke I always make. It's why he was his most effective playing at Vanderbilt, because he had to coach from the baseline and he couldn't do anything. He didn't have to actually coach. And it kind of took the coaching out of the game.
Yeah.
He hasn't been very good the last couple of years. He's a hell of a recruiter. Well, that's about all it is right now. Jack, we'll go speed round here. Lots of games to make picks on. Jack, you got the plays for us. What do we have?
I do. First one of the day, Florida ranked fifth at Tennessee, number 8 in the nation. Great game today to start us off.
Tennessee's going to want to get a little revenge for what went down when they played this game in Gainesville and Florida dump trucked them. I'm going to take the Volunteers.
I'm with you here. Even without Zakai Ziegler today, give me Tennessee.
Top-ranked Auburn at Ole Miss. Auburn favored by 5.5 points. This is my play of the day. I am slamming Auburn.
Yeah, you
right
were
now.
Peacocking this play around earlier today.
Yeah, because Ole Miss they were on a 3-game losing streak, went out, beat Texas, but this is still a team that's skidding right now. I'll take Auburn. Best team in the nation. Best player in the nation. Why wouldn't they win this game?
It is you're probably on the right side of it, but it is so sketchy. Taking a conference team on the road in the SEC right now, where all these teams rock. I don't want to. I'll take the. For our purposes, I'm going to take the points for Ole Miss.
I'm with you here. Have you seen the schedule that Ole Miss is on right now? At Bama, at Mississippi State, home against A&M, at Mizzou, home against Texas, home against Auburn, home against Kentucky.
That's the SEC right now.
SEC's the
best. I mean, they're going to have, what, 12 tournament teams at this rate?
I mean, they are 54 and 54.
Because of conference.
500 as a conference since conference play started.
Incredible. I mean, how does that happen? Best conference in the sport.
Outstanding.
Who said that again?
It was just some random Twitter account, and then Archie Miller got by it.
Yeah. Why do people love the SEC so much? I don't even know if it's true, but I read they're 54 and 54.
Since conference play started.
Duh.
Wisconsin at Northwestern. Wisconsin, 17th ranked team in the nation, favored by 2.5 points.
I really want to take the 2.5 with Northwestern. It's so juicy, but I just watched them play live. I can't do it. Go Badgers.
Badgers have some flamethrowers. They're going to run on you. Give me Wisconsin.
11 Kansas at Baylor. Baylor has fallen out of the rankings this season, but they're favored by 2.5 points.
Baylor. Biggest hammer of the day. That's the play.
Sorry, Potsy. Baylor.
Texas Tech at Houston. Texas Tech 22nd in the nation, but Houston's favored by 9.5.
Would only ever lay it with Houston at home. I mean, they're awesome. They make every play.
I'm on the other side. I actually like Texas Tech. They're a frisky team.
You're a Houston hater.
No, I love Houston.
North Carolina at Duke at Cameron Indoor. Duke's favored by 13.5 points.
Carolina.
Outright.
Yeah, why not? Carolina. Just a rivalry game. It's got to be close.
The mighty Missouri Tigers travel to Mississippi State. 6.5 point favorite for Mississippi State.
Erroneous. Michigan State laying 5.5 in L.A. Beat the Trojans.
I'll take UConn plus the 6 tonight as well.
That's the picks.
Those are all the picks. Real quick, Kentucky, Arkansas? 9.5?
Kentucky.
Yeah, I think Kentucky runs them out of the gym. Runs them out of the gym. All right, that's going to do it for us. Odds Couple coming up next.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.